There's only one place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning, and this is it. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. I tell you, a lot of people, though, are getting amped up by all this enthusiasm here. We are 4 days out. And look what we got in front of us. We have, according to the pollsters, Wisconsin now in a tie. Colorado now leaning Romney by 3 points. Overall, Rasmussen, we reported this yesterday, 49-47. Romney yesterday at a rally. Sometimes you can get an idea of how a campaign is doing by the tone. Sometimes it's all about tone, and you get an idea of how well things are going. This was Romney yesterday in Roanoke, Virginia.
This isn't the time for small measures. This is a time for greatness. This is a time for big change, for real change. And that's why, just as your next senator said, this is a time where from day one, he's going to make changes. I'm going to make real changes. I'm going to get this economy going. From day one, we're making changes.
All right. And this is him telling the crowd why he thinks he's better to do that than Obama.
Now, I know the president's been trying to figure out some way to suggest he's got some new ideas. Because with all these people out of work, with 3 million more women in poverty today than when he took office, with 15 more million people on food stamps than when he took office, he's got to find something to suggest it's going to be better over the next 4 years. And so we came up with an idea last week, which is he's going to create the Department of Business. I don't think adding a new chair in his cabinet will help add millions of jobs on Main Street.
That almost sounds like something you'd see in a Saturday Night Live skit. You know, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a Department of Business. Anyway, at this point, Romney compares strategy to ideas when it comes to the president.
I mean, unfortunately, what you've seen before your very eyes is a campaign that keeps on shrinking and shrinking and shrinking to smaller things. I mean, he's been out talking about how he's going to save Big Bird and then playing silly word games with my last name and then or first and then attacking me day in and day out. Attacking me doesn't make an agenda, doesn't get people back to work. We don't need a secretary of business to understand business. We need a president who understands business, and I do. And that's why I'll help be able to get this economy going.
And like I said, you know, sometimes it's just all about tone, all about enthusiasm. You hear that crowd in Virginia, another state too close to call. And you can see that you know, Romney's peaking at the right time. And I love all these dueling pollsters, you know, going on right now. Nate Silver, New York Times, offering a $1,000 bet. He says Obama's going to win, says he has a 75% chance of winning the race. Karl Rove, of course, calling it yesterday in his column for Romney by 3 points. You know, the bottom line is Abraham Lincoln said it best. It's really all about getting your people out there to the polls. It's all about identifying your people and getting them out to the polls. And here's why I think it's Romney. Who do you think is more likely to get out there and vote? Someone who voted for Obama last time and has had to endure the last 4 years, or someone who is voting to change what's happened for the last 4 years? Here, another question. When you are talking politics, who wants to talk politics? Someone who wants to defend Obama, or someone who wants to make the case for why we need change in this country?